Hello, Kevin Cootsie for Lewis Central comes home first here on the boys' side of the Hawkeye 10 Cross Country Championships here in Shenandoah today. And Kevin, just kind of start us off, kind of give us the overall thoughts, just kind of the takeaways on this day here for you today.
So last week I had strep over the whole week, raced at Fort Dodge. Really was just trying to get back into racing because, I mean, I still wasn't feeling, I felt better. I was just really tired. Didn't race very good there because I was just trying to get out there and get back into it, but hit a good workout on Monday, and then I was really hoping to come back normal at the conference meet and get the dub again just like I did last year.
I said, just kind of take us through your race today. I guess kind of what'd you feel went well today?
Today, I really wanted to go out controlled, wanted to sit behind the guys. I kind of did this last year too at this meet. And then once we get to the hill about a mile and a half in, I kind of try to pick it up that hill and hold it the rest of the way. And I think I executed pretty good today.
So obviously kind of talk about, obviously Evan comes home in second behind you today also. Kind of talk about what it's been like to be able to race with him this season and kind of, I was going to push each other this year.
Yeah, my sophomore year, I was really close with Ethan. So I kind of compare it to that, how I used to race with Ethan and Evan races with me. I mean, it's really nice to have that relationship with someone on the team and be really close with someone and then also get one or two with them at like big meets like the conference meets. It was amazing.
So obviously kind of talk about how big this is, obviously get this title here today as you kind of make a push now, obviously as you get to the near the end of the season here and obviously get ready for state qualifying as well.
It feels really good. District's next week, I mean, boy, so we're going to have competition no matter what. And I'm just really looking forward to being able to race with those big school guys. And guys, they have a lot of talent. I'm really excited to see where I'm at amongst them.
Congrats on the win here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Evan Lilly here. Lewis Central comes on second here today on the boys' side here for cross country of the Hawkeye 10 Championships in Shenandoah. And Evan, just kind of start us off, kind of give us the overall thoughts, kind of the takeaways on this race here for you today.
One got a little faster. Felt we did. Me and Kevin are just getting through that race. We're hoping for the team win. I don't know if we got it. Red Oak looks like they're celebrating, but it's all right. We'll get it next year. Yeah.
So just kind of take us through your race a little bit here, I guess. Kind of what'd you feel, what went well here to bring home the second place today?
Just trying to push the hills, calm down in the downhills, and that's about it.
Sorry, you mentioned Kevin, obviously. So what's it kind of been like to race with him this season and kind of push each other here throughout the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's been so fun from last year and this year. Both have been really fun, me back and forth. He got me this time, but that's all right, you know.
Sure, I kind of talk, obviously, you know, to get the 1-2 here today. You maybe came up just short in the team race here today, but talk about a little bit of maybe momentum here, obviously, late in the season as you guys push towards, obviously, state qualifiers as well.
Yeah, I mean, we got districts Wednesday. That matters almost more, I mean, more in this race even, so hopefully me and Kevin can do good there, make it in, and maybe our team can make it in too if we all run very good, and then hopefully state can go good to make it.
Congrats on the race here today, Evan.
Thank you.
Emmanuel Grass here comes home third here for Red Oak today. Also, Red Oak takes the team title here today as well. Emmanuel, just kind of start us off, kind of give us the overall thoughts, kind of the takeaways on this day for you and obviously for the team as well.
I'm insanely happy. It's never happened in school history that we got Hawkeye 10 champs, so our team's insanely happy. Just everyone had a really good day. I was really happy I could hang on to Evan and Kevin. I've never stayed that close to Evan. I was really close to beating him, so I was really happy with the performance today. Really happy with the performance with the whole team. It was just a spectacular day out here. Just amazing, honestly.
So just kind of talk about this group, obviously, a little bit. Obviously, this year, kind of the work, obviously, you guys have been able to put in with each other. I'll be able to come home with this title here today.
We're just all really good friends. I don't think it's been, like, a team that has been, like, this close. We all, like, hang out. We all have fun. And we all worked hard, really, together. Like, everyone doesn't, like, show excuses. Everyone shows up and puts in the work, even if they can't hang for the whole workout, even if they can't run with me and the top kid Hayden Hebrink, even if they can't, they still try to put in the work. They still try to put in the most miles they can, even if they like aren't in the best shape, but they just work up and it just shows up at the end of the season like this.
So just kind of take us through your day a little bit. Obviously, you mentioned there, obviously you pushed Evan there a little bit there at the end, come home in third. Just kind of talk about your race and what you felt what went out there today.
I felt pretty good off the starting line. Try to hang on to Kevin and Evan. They try to push it. On the first uphill, Kevin just started sprinting. I don't know if anyone saw that, but he just put in a surge right there. Tried to match it. He kind of took off. Me and Evan kind of stayed back because we couldn't really match it. Tried to just stick to Evan. just try to stick the whole race, try to stick up all hills, even if it started hurting. My parents started yelling at me that he's hurting too, so that just gave me the confidence to keep up. And then the last 100, I tried to put in a surge. I almost got him, but even it was a good race by him too, so it was a really good day by the whole team, honestly.
So kind of talk about that. How big is that, obviously, as you guys get here close to districts now, to get this title here today, kind of talk about a little confidence here moving into the latter parts of the year.
Gives us a lot of confidence. Everyone ran good today. Everyone knows they can qualify to state. Our coaches are trying to tell us that the whole team can get in the top 15 individually, and that just gives us a really good perspective of what we can do. We just need to be confident and believe in ourselves and keep working towards that, and I think we can do some really good things, hopefully qualify to state and even pull upset, maybe even medal. I say, I mean, that, who knows what we can do.
Congrats on the race and the team title here today, Emmanuel.
Thank you, man.
All right, boys, take home the team title here in the Hawkeye 10 Cross Country Championships here today here with Sue Ann French and Weston Rollins. And coaches, just kind of start us off here. Whoever wants to take it, just kind of give us the overall thoughts, kind of the takeaways on your boys' performance here today.
We're elated. We are so excited. From the very beginning of the season, we just felt this team. After last year, coming off just missing it from state, we knew this team was so special, and they're so driven. Workouts are great. Tempo work is great. We've worked so hard for this, and this was it. Going out of the Hawkeye 10, we wanted this to be on top, and then prepares us for next week for state qualifying. So we're thrilled.
So, Weston, kind of just talk a little bit, obviously, you know, talking with Emmanuel, obviously, these kids really kind of like to, they just kind of like each other, obviously, they hang out a lot. Talk about the chemistry between these guys and the work they put in together this season.
Yeah, for sure. I have never coached a group of boys in any sport that's just been so self-motivated. And they truly do everything together. It's not just one person doing his own thing and another person doing another thing. Our top five all run together. They do insane workouts with each other, and they just push each other. And honestly, we don't have to like coach them too much. We're just there to encourage them, but they're just so self-driven. You know, hearing the crazy workouts that they go do with each other on like the weekends and we're not even there, like it's pretty rare in high school sports, yeah. So.
And Emmanuel has become a great leader this year.
Absolutely.
We are so proud of him because I feel like now he's a junior now. He's taken them under his wing. You know, going to the Wabash on Saturday with Hayden to run 12 miles. I mean, he's doing that. He's pushing. He's pulling. He wants this whole team there with him, which is so amazing. We are so proud of them, the whole team.
So you mentioned Hayden, obviously. Just kind of talk about, obviously, the depth you guys have with each other. It seems you have your early four or five guys that can really put themselves up there pretty high on the leaderboards. Talk about the depth of your guys' team this year.
Yeah, I think we returned, like she said, a lot of people from last year, and everyone who ran last year have gotten a lot faster. I mean, like Hayden is running as fast as Emmanuel did last year, so everyone has improved so much. And then adding Casey Johnson has been really the deal maker for us this year, where he's been running four for us all year, and it just gives us a really, really competitive top five, because obviously, like, the success of Emmanuel is great, being a ranked runner, but every person on the top five is equally valuable, all the way down to the five runner. So I don't even know what to say.
Well, you could tell as we were screaming at them that they had to get up. That's our job as coaches, to count and see where they're at. So we knew, to get Lewis Central, we had to be ahead of, obviously. I mean, the lowest score wins.
Yeah. So you alluded to it a little bit, Savannah, but obviously how big of a boost is this, obviously, as you guys look ahead now, obviously, to state qualifiers and all that coming up here?
It's very exciting. A couple weeks ago, I called the Sheridan coach. We went to Sheridan and raced, and Wes is like, let's go. They're number one in the state. We're sixth. We saw Pella Christian. We saw PCM. We saw the teams we needed to see for next week. That was like a state qualifying meet for us. So that was exciting. That boosted us so much. Times were great. It was fast. And our 3, 4, and 5 were kind of like, wow.
I feel like we ran great that meet. I felt like we were a little starstruck. And I'm hoping this meet today gives us some confidence, not just for, I mean, we want to win the district next week, and our ultimate goal is not just to go to state, but I mean, I feel like if anything's possible, if we run great at state, we can get on the podium. So.
Yeah.
So that's our goal.
That's on the team title here today.
Thanks so much.